well, there we go. There we go. Getting things straightened out. I've got the server information. Big shout out to Death Touch Nail. Now, let me just tell you real quickly what's going on tonight. We've got an awful lot happening on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. First off is going to be this outstanding return to Castle Wolfenstein match. I've already said it. Death Touch versus Dark Side. This is the second time these two teams have faced each other in this season. In fact, I don't know what the result of the first time was. I'll let you know just as soon as I get that information. Ooh, you don't want to miss this. You do not want to miss this match. We'll also have a little bit of Tribes 2 going on. That'll start about halfway into this game. That'll be on Server 2. Also, later tonight, after this match, you can listen into the OGL Reaction Rumble. I believe the final round for that will be going on here on Server 1 on TSN later tonight. That'll be brought to you by either Whispers or Jeff T or maybe even both. So you get to see the wrap-up of that Quake 3 Reaction Quake 3 action. Also, we're not through with you yet. We're also going to have a little bit more RTCW for you. Team Liquid, I believe that's the match we have lined up for you. Let me check on TSNCentral.com, find out precisely what it is. I don't want to be giving you any misinformation. Over on Server 2, that is, well, it's not on the calendar. Isn't that lovely? Well, it's going to be Team Liquid versus whoever they're facing at the present moment. That'll be going on later. It'll be a replay of the match, which will be happening simultaneously here. So, you know, Death Touch, Dark Side, huge matchup, but we can't ignore the other matches on the Cal Main. So, pretty much all night, you've got your plate full. Also, this has not been confirmed, but I believe we're going to have an interview after this match with Death Touch Nail. Hopefully. I expect he'll private message me after the match and kind of get back with me. Hopefully we can get a little interview with him to find how Death Touch is doing now. I've been kind of out of it today. So I'm going to go jump into the server, play a little bit more music for you as we prepare to get this game kicked off. The question is, what kind of music do I want to play? How about some Tool? It's Tool. Stinkfist right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. We'll be right back.
goggles. They do nothing.
Well, and Sabo here, unexpectedly having music fire off, that's always a bad thing. Well, you know what, I'm here, I'm in the mode, I'm in the zone, in the server. That's the important thing right there. If you're just joining us, the teams are going to be Death Touch versus Darkseid. Now, I've got a little bit of information. I went over to CalLeague.com and checked out what's been going on with these guys. Now, as you may or may not know, Death Touch and Darkseid have been around ever since the old B.O.B. Battle on the Beachhead days. They've been around in RTCW from the very beginning. And over the course of time, they've proven themselves to be some of the top powers to be here in RTCW. Well, this is Season 3 of the Cal-M, and they're still around. Very first week of Season 3, Cal-M, Darkseid and Death Touch faced each other in a very close match. Ended up 2-3 in favor of Team Darkseid. Darkseid came out on top. Now, here, this is the rematch. The grudge match. Death Touch is going to come through, and they're going to try their best to take away that victory made oh so long ago by Team Darkseid. The level is going to be MP Ice, one of the more confusing levels out there, more difficult ones for solo casting, but that's okay. I'm TSN Sabo. I think I can handle it. The objective is very much like MP Beach. The Axis team is the offending team. They have to take the top secret Allied documents from a large control tower and move them all the way across the map over to an Axis radio tower where they can transmit that data. It's always a very difficult task, especially with two teams, two very equally skilled teams like this. I really cannot wait to see this action unfold right now. I got to take care of just a couple more things, so I'm going to jump into another song before we officially get started. I'm going to go to one of my favorites, a little bit of techno. Why not? I haven't played that very much recently, although the music box has been playing it nonstop. Pixels, Ubu on TSN. Thank you.
soon we would both be completely twisted. But there was no going back.
But there was no going back.
We would have to write it out. Twisted, but there was no going back. We would have to write it out.
TSN, Sabo on the mic. I think I've just about got all this squared away, taken care of. We're still in the warm-up here. In case you're just joining us, we're going to be having Team Death Touch going up against Team Darkside here on the Cal-M. It should be an outstanding matchup. As I've said, two of the oldest and two of the best Return to Castle Wolfenstein clans, period, are going face-to-face right here, right now. We're waiting on six players to ready up, and the level is going to be MP Ice. So why don't I give you the quick rundown so you know what to expect. Starting this game off, it's going to be Darkside on the Axis attacking side, and on the defending allied side, it's going to be Death Touch. Death Touch bringing up the roster with... oh my goodness, that's a live belch on the air right there for you. How do you like that? With Nail, Illumina, Rock, Hollywood, Dymac, and Biohazard. Darkside, going to be bringing it up on the active side with Rambo, Bread, Christoph, Anima, and Pharaoh. Darkside down by one player. They're just waiting on their one player to join up. Also in the server, we've got, well, me, TS, and Sabo bringing the live audio commentary to you, and wolftv.speakeasy.net. That's right, you can go over to PoundGTV on innerthegame.com and get hooked up to watch the live action. Sync that up with my audio, and it is truly magic, my friends. You know, we got a little bit of cool stuff going on in TSNville. Oh, namely, our very own DJ Wheat, our Elite Quake 3 Shoutcaster. I don't know the exact dates on this, but he's going to be packing his bags up and going to Korea to bring live TSN coverage of the World Cyber Games in Korea. You will not want to miss that. That's coming up awfully soon. Check out TSNCentral.com to get all the juicy details and goods on that. What else is going on? Well, the Cal-O playoffs are going to be starting up any day now. Expect to tune into TSN often to hear live shoutcasts of lots of those lovely matches. What else? Well, later on tonight, we're going to wrap up the Reaction Rumble from the World OGL. That's a major tournament being sponsored by OGL for Reaction Quake 3. A mod that I really, honestly, haven't played too much, so I guess I shouldn't comment. But be sure to tune in later tonight for that. It'll be immediately following this matchup. TSN's also starting to focus a little bit more on Tribes 2, one of the games we really came from. We've got a lot of matches on the roster there. Counter-Strike also starting to show its ugly face here in TSN land. TSN Icy from the lecture, he's taking care of that match. That should be Friday night. Well, we've just got a full schedule, and that's good. That's what we like to do here at TSN. Cover the games that you listeners love. Well, we're still waiting on five players to ready up. Still waiting, actually, on Team Darkside's last player to join in. So, you know what? I think I'm just going to have to jump over, do a quick commercial, maybe even play another song while we wait on Darkside to get all prepped and stepped and ready to go. So again, Death Touch versus Darkside, epic battle on the Cal-M. Bring your friends, tell them to tune in. This is TSN Sabo, and by the way, after this match, this is unconfirmed, I believe I'll have an interview with Death Touch Nail to talk about their performance here on this match. Win or lose, we shall find out. I don't know where I'm going with this, honestly. I'm just blabbering. Play a quick commercial. Be back after this.
Sportscast Network proudly presents Return to Castle Wolfenstein on TSN.
Prime time.
Let's go. Incoming. Taking fire. Come on. Defend the objective.
Need my medic.
The enemy is weakened.
What it takes to win the war.
Germany calling. Germany calling.
Immediately.
that no bastard ever won war by dying for his country.
Affirmative.
You won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
Affirmative. On my way.
Tonight, Das Team Sportscast Network presents Return to Castle Wolfenstein.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite and tear my veins. Never did I wanna be here again, and I don't remember why I came.
A shout out or something like that. Blue Fire wants me to say, "What's up, Glenn Blue? What's up?"
Candles raise my desire. Why I'm so far away? No more meaning to my life. No more reason to stay. Breathing, I'm coming back
Return to Castle Wolfenstein action. Hopefully we'll be starting up anytime soon. It looks like Team Darkseid had a couple of problems getting their players into the server. And right now Team Death Touch, Biohazard, anxious to get this match started. It's already about 15 minutes late on starting so far, but, you know. Biohazard saying he's only got till, 10:30. Good game, parents. Beautiful. Death Touch versus Darkseid should hopefully be starting up any second now here on MP Ice on the Team Sportscast Network. I am TSN Sabo, your Allied Saboteur, who has a... man, he's got a case of the belches right now. That's not good when you're doing live radio. I'll tell you that from experience. Level is MP Ice. Those of you unfamiliar with it, I know I already kind of gave you a rundown, but I'll give you a little bit more thorough rundown just to kill some time. The Allied team spawns near a large fortress. In the top of this fortress, there lies a tower containing the top secret documents. Axis team has to infiltrate this fortress, get onto the top roof, run into the tower, and grab the documents. From there, the Axis team, attacking team, has a plethora of opportunities or directions they can go. They can try to run off the top of, they try to run off the top level of the fortress, skiing down a hill, and then run down into the service hallway area. They could jump down and go through any number of doors up to, I believe there are, three, four entrances to the service hallway area directly from the roof. One way or the other, they're going to end up in the service hallway area. that's where the, which team am I looking at? The Allied team, Death Touch in this case, can cut them off. There's a small flag roughly located in the center of the level in these in the shipping hallways. The team that has control of this flag, or rather if the Axis team takes control of this flag, they secure a forward spawn point, which could greatly bolster their offensive. The ultimate goal for the Axis team is to get those top secret documents out of the shipping hallways, out onto the snow. They have to run past a small little tank which has a little machine gun emplacement that allies could potentially man, however unlikely, run all the way across the open towards a radio tower. They then run into that radio tower in the radio room and transmit those secret documents. The team that does this in the fastest time gets the point. Still waiting up on five players to ready up. Looks like we got a little bit of a match delay, but that's okay. That's okay. Darkseid versus Death Touch. It'll simply be such an amazing matchup that that you just won't want to miss it. I'm gonna cut to another song, or maybe a sound or commercial, something, while we wait on both the teams to get fully readied up, and then hopefully we'll have this action going on in just a few.
RTCW on the Team Sportscast Network.
Well, good game right there. Confused why my RTCW music isn't playing. It should be. Yeah, that's strange. RTCW music is not playing in the background. That's okay. Why? Because both teams have fully readied up right here. Match begins in 1 second. In fact, oh my goodness, all my RTCW sounds just screwed themselves up. That's okay, I'll have to take care of that after this round. Why? Because it's just now begun. Round one, first half of round one, in fact. What do we got going on? Let's just do a quick rundown of the rosters. Allied team, going to be Death Touch, bringing it up with Nail, Illumina, Rock, Dymac, Hollywood, and Biohazard. Dark Side, going to be on the Axis side, the attacking side, with Anima, Rambo, Christoph, Chaos Lord, Pharaoh, and Bread. We've already got Dynamite planted there over near the service door, working on getting over there, trying to find out what the heck's going on in that area with Team Darkseid, the attacking team. Dynamite already taken away over there at the service door. Looks like got a little bit of action going on right here. Looking at Darkseid Rambo for the Axis team right here. Touches the shipping hallway flag, captures that shipping hallway flag, and just kind of leaves it alone. He's secured that forward spawn point for his attacking Axis team. I'm going to kind of stick around here in this room waiting for the spawn. And only Rambo spawns. Apparently Darkseid very strong on the offensive. Here comes Rambo and Bread. They're in the shipping hallway area. Kind of holding their position, and really not doing anything. Alright, well, in that case, we'll just have to ignore them and move forward as Bread starts moving on, runs through that blasted away shipping hallway door, makes his way out. No, where the heck's Bread going? He's going outside, trying to get onto the front lawn of the Allied base, gets in a major firefight, and comes out on top. Looks like we got the entire, or at least three members of Darkseid right here, led by DS Bread, climbing up to the middle roof area. Got a little bit of a firefight going on now between Darkseid and Anima and DT Illumina. Illumina ends up going down. Darkseid now making their way up to the top level, towards the roof. Looking over here at the service documents, they're being protected by Death Touch, Biohazard. Biohazard and Hollywood. 14 Death Touch standing here around the top secret documents, trying to hold down the fort. Where is Team Darkseid? Well, I can't find him anywhere. Looks like Darkseid ended up going down when they made that push. Top secret documents safe and secure at the top of Team Death Touch's Allied Control Tower. Now I'm going to move in here, try and find Team Darkseid. Darkseid Pharaoh right now I'm looking at. He is in the shipping hallways, runs out the door trying to get out of the front porch, and gets taken down by DT Dymax MP40 right there. Death Touch set up all over on the front lawn, or should I say the front snow of the Allied HQ. Looks like the top secret documents, however, are undefended at the moment. Right now, I'm moving around looking for Team Darkseid. Where are they? Well, we got Anima right here on the middle roof area. Ends up getting taken down by Death Touch Hollywood, though. So Death Touch, Allied team, retains control of their base. Got Chaos Lord now. 14 Darkseid. He is meeting up with Christoph in the shipping hallway area, coming outside. No, he's denied. Gets a grenade in the face. Game over. Not going to happen for him. Looks like Darkseid, they're just having trouble getting out of the shipping hallway area and out onto that front lawn of the Allied HQ. Got Chaos Lord in the shipping hallway area outside the service door. He keeps poking his head out of those two doors into the Allied HQ front lawn area. He's a medic, so he keeps on dropping medic packs, poking his head out. He lets loose a little bit of chain gun or MP40 fire, and he takes some damage, and he just keeps doing that. He's trying to clear the path for Darkseid Pharaoh. Pharaoh now on his way. He runs out the door as soon as he gets a clear shot, climbs up to the top-level roof of MP Ice, the Allied Fortress. Now here comes the main push. Right now, Darkseid, they've got 1, 2, 3, at least 4 members of Darkseid running up onto this roof area. Documents get picked up by Darkseid Pharaoh. Pharaoh running full speed, ends up getting nailed by a piece of support fire, goes down, but Chaos Chaos Lord there is behind him to back him up. Chaos Lord picks up the top secret documents, tries to ski down, isn't going to work, heads over to the mid-level roof area, and he gets blasted by a piece of support fire. Darkseid Krystal picks those documents up, runs over the wall, skis down over them. He's in a bit of a firefight with DT Rock and Dymac. DT Rock and Dymac take him out and return those allied documents. Documents now safe and secure in the allied stronghold. Darkseid, they had plenty of chances, but they just got shut out before they even got close to those shipping hallway areas. They barely made it one-third of the way there. And, let's see, 5 minutes, 10 seconds on the clock at the present moment. Death Touch right now setting up their defense all over the top level of their allied fortress. Darkseid bred now for the Axis team, coming along, getting into a little bit of a firefight with DT Nail and DT Biohazard here. And he's just not going to make any progress. Ends up going down. Darkseid nowhere to be found at the present moment. Looks like they're coming around the outside. Who is this? Darkseid Rambo, Lieutenant, all alone on the snow near the barracks, near the spawn point of the Allied team. Darkseid Rambo doing an excellent job despite superior numbers, staying alive, taking out members of the Allied Death Touch defense. Ends up going down to look like DT Nail. DT Nail Thompson right there, taking him out. Where is Team Darkseid? That's the question. I can't seem to find their focused offensive anywhere. They're coming in onesies and twosies, and it's not working at the present moment. Death Touch doing an awesome job of separating Team Darkseid at the present moment. Death Touch now setting their defense up all over, anticipating Darkseid's next offensive. Where is Darkseid? Well, here comes Anima out through the shipping hallway area. They're spamming out toward the outside of the wall, of the defensive wall. They're going to come running through the front door, the front gate of the Allied HQ. Anima leading the way, ends up getting taken out by his own teammate, Chaos Lord. He gets revived by a medic, though, and boom, support fire right there. Ouch, Nail. Calling the support fire, taking Brett and Chaos Lord out in one swift explosion. Pain right there. Team Darkseid. Okay, Boomerman. Boomerman apparently wanted to dual shoutcast with me, but he can't. Darn. That would have been awesome. What's going on right now? Death Touch right now still setting up their defense. Darkseid made that push. They tried to come through the front gates of Amphi Ice into the Allied HQ. Did not happen. They all got shut down right there at the front gates by a bunch of support fire and MP40 fire. Darkseid down. They have to wait on the respawn. While they're waiting on that respawn, the Allied team Death Touch comes streaming in and recaptures those shipping hallways, denying team Darkseid the forward spawn. So now we're going to go look in here, watch Darkseid Krzysztof as he comes in, capturing the flag, getting that forward spawn point for Team Darkseid. Darkseid, Anima, and Krzysztof both running down here. Krzysztof as a medic into the service hallway door. He makes his way out. He seems to be all alone. Krzysztof, this is for Team Darkseid. Axis team comes running out. Ow! Meets up with Pharaoh. Pharaoh has a Panzerfaust. Doesn't do any damage with it. Let's loose with it, though. Misses terribly. Darkseid Pharaoh coming up onto the top mid-level roof, that is, and gets gunned down by Death Touch Illuminum. Top secret document still safe and secure in the tower, getting guarded by Death Touch Biohazard and Death Touch Nail. Those two holding the top level defense at the moment, calling air raids all over the main alleyway entrance towards what we're going to call the front lawn of the Allied HQ. 1 minute 50 seconds remaining on the clock. 14 Darkseid to get those documents back. Again, we're in the first half of round one here on MP Ice. Darkseid Axis team trying to set the clock as fast as they can, not having any luck. 1 minute 35 seconds remain at the present moment, and it just doesn't look like it's going to happen. Why? Because, ouch! No, wait, Darkseid's the one in the lead on this one. Pharaoh calling out the artillery strikes. Nails Hollywood and Illumina. Here comes the major push by Team Darkseid. Are they going to do it, though? Let's go up here towards the top level area. Here comes the main offensive by Darkseid, but DT Nail right here, all about the defense, guarding those documents with his life. He's standing in the document room, denying any members of Darkseid from coming in. Here comes Darkseid Krzysztof, grabs the documents, but as soon as he does, he gets a bullet in the face from Death Touch Nail. Death Touch Nail for the Allied team Death Touch. Just denying Darkseid left and right, up and down. 50 seconds on the clock at the present moment, and Dark Side, again, pretty much shut out. Here comes Rambo, though. Rambo the man, coming around the outside, wanting to go through the front gates of Allied HQ. He's all alone, though, and that could be a serious problem. Ends up climbing up the ladder, unnoticed, towards those top secret documents. What's going to happen? No, we got Chaos Lord already making a grab. Chaos Lord with the grab runs down, jumps to the bottom level directly from the roof, takes a lot of pain from that, runs through the service hallway door. He's terribly outnumbered, though, but somehow comes out on top. Darkseid, Chaos Lord regroups with his teammates, has 15 seconds remaining, 14. I don't think he can do it, ladies and gentlemen. Chaos Lord with the documents running full speed, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Chaos Lord unable to set the clock. 14 Darkseid right there. Allied team Death Touch, they've got it going on right now. Darkseid setting the clock, or rather not setting the clock, at 10 minutes. That means Death Touch has the full time to get those documents. We'll see what happens. Right now I'm going to try and fix my sound and play a quick sounder for you. We'll be back right after this.
The TSN presents RTCW.
Dynamite planted. I'm an engineer. Dynamite.
Nice.
Dynamite planted. I'm an engineer. Dynamite defused.
So how do I disarm this thing? I told you, just clip the red wire. Or was it the blue one? Hold on while I go get the manual.
Well, you hear the music. I fixed it. Got the music running now. Match begins in about, 4 seconds. The second half of round one gonna be coming at ya, and we finally have the lovely music and the game sounds. That's good. 9 minutes, 50 seconds on the clock. Darkseid gonna be on the defensive this time around. They have to hold Death Touch off for the full 10 minutes. That is a daunting task for any team of any skill. Death Touch managed to do it to Darkseid, but will Darkseid be able to do the same? I don't know. Dynamite's already been planted by Team Death Touch, Axe Team, at the service door, as Darkseid, the defending Allied team, holds on to the flag room. And you know what? Ouch! That sound just seems a little bit too loud. Gonna drop my gunfire sound. Just a touch. There we go. Now, battle going on in the flag room. Darkseid defending team comes out on top, denying Death Touch the forward spawn point. Major battle going on by Death Touch coming out on top in the flag room. That was Biohazard running in, grabbing the flag right there, securing the forward spawn point. 14 Death Touch. We're going to watch Biohazard now for just a little while. He is following up with Nail and Illumina, running out the chute towards the towards that front lawn of Allied HQ. Going to watch. Oh, that didn't work too well. Darkseid, Chaos Lord trying to hold up defensive, gets just outnumbered and gets nailed by Death Touch Hollywood's MP40. Allied team Darkseid trying to hold down the fort, but no, we already got Dynamite planted over here at the seawall, or not the seawall, at the wall breach right here. It's ticking away, it's red, and we got Axis troops all over it. That wall is going to go down any minute now. Here comes the fully concentrated Death Touch offensive. One problem, though, they're all clustered together, which means one air raid could wipe them all out, even one Panzer Brouse. Death Touch all around trying to come through the front doorway of Allied HQ. They're narrowly missing. They're narrowly missed by a Darkseid air raid, and here comes Death Touch. Axis team climbing up the ladder on their way to take those documents. Only one member of Team Darkseid on the defensive right here. I'm seeing that's Brad, a lieutenant. He somehow manages to come out on top, though. Looks like Death Touch Hollywood coming around the opposite end. Oh my goodness, I can't even describe this to you, ladies and gentlemen. Death Touch coming in both ways, coming up both ladders up onto the top level. Death Touch takes control of the top level, and documents are about to be picked up. No! Death Touch Hollywood coming in, ends up getting nailed. The Dark Side breathes. Big explosion. Must have been a passenger files or something. Blood and guts going everywhere. As Hollywood walks in to pick those documents up, wall of fire meets him, taking him out. Death Touch, and now they're going to have to kind of wait on the respawn. No, but here comes a couple more members already, but no Darkseid Rambo, denying Death Touch from making any progress. No Death Touch, Illumina, and Biohazard, the elite medic right there, coming out on top. Here comes Death Touch, swarming onto the middle roof area, watching Death Touch, Biohazard for the Axis team, taking a bunch of gunfire, but doing an awesome job of dodging. He's on the middle level roof, trying to fire a little bit of suppressive fire, covering his teammates. Where is Team Death Touch right now? Death Touch Nail coming in, grabbing the top secret documents, picks him up, but no Rambo comes up behind them, shoots him in the back, returning the top secret documents to their stand. Darkseid Rambo, the man on top for the allied defense of Team Darkseid. Rambo, the only living member of Darkseid at the moment that I can see, as Death Touch Biohazard for the Axis team gets onto the middle level roof and starts firing suppressive fire all over the place, trying to cover his teammates. Now I'm looking at Death Touch Rock. As, man, Death Touch Rock, he's just moving. He's trying to be as sneaky as he can, and he's pretty darn successful. TSN Sabo here can't even keep track of Death Touch Rock. So I'm going to move over here and watch DC Dymac pick up the top secret documents as DS Kristoff nails him in the back with an MP40, returning the documents before they even get off the roof. The top secret allied documents of Team Darkseid are safe and secure at their base. Death Touch attacking team constantly coming. They just will not give up. They don't die. Death Touch Rock right now hiding in the shadows, lurking in the shadows near the wall as he fires more suppressive fire, trying to just hold down Team Darkseid as long as he can, trying to clear the path for his teammates. Now, Panzerfaust right there. DT Rock getting blasted away by Darkseid Pharaoh's Panzerfaust. Death Touch now they're finally being held back a little bit. A little bit of quietness going on up here near the top secret documents as Team Darkseid reestablishes their strong defense over the top level near those top secret documents. Now I'm seeing a lot of firepower as Team Death Touch comes running out of the alleyway, trying to go towards the front door of the Allied HQ. Not going to happen, though. Death Touch going down to a flurry of MP40 fire. Darkseid Kristoff just owning with the Thompson, really. Taking Hollywood, Illumina, and various other members of Death Touch out on that push. 4 minutes, 53 seconds remaining at the present moment. Again, the wall breach and the seawall door. Why do I keep thinking this is beach? The wall breach and the service door have both been blown long time ago by the attacking Team Death Touch, but the top secret documents are still safe and secure. Again, this is the second half of round number one here on MP Ice. Team Death Touch versus Team Darkseid. Darkseid trying to defend the documents for the full time. Death Touch could not set the clock at... Darkseid could not set the clock at all, so that now Darkseid's got to defend for the full 10 minutes. And this could present a problem. Why? Because the objective was just now taken. Didn't get anywhere. Looks like Dymac... No? Looks like Nail was the one grabbing those top secret documents. Chaos Lord, though, whipped his Thompson out, shot him in the back. Objective now picked up in the midfield by... Oh, who the heck was this? Hollywood. Hollywood grabbing the documents, moving full speed, being very sneaky, trying to stay alive. Ends up getting taken out. Documents returned, safe and secure, to their radio tower, or whatever this building is. Whatever you could call it. Darkseid Bread right now, holding down the fort in the corner by the top secret documents. He is a lieutenant. He's got his MP40 whipped out. He's ready to do some defensive action, but he's currently waiting on the incoming Death Touch offensive. Where is the Axis team? The Axis team is nowhere to be found. Here they come, swarming out of the service door area. Door? Yeah, that's a southern accent for you. Death Touch Rock now coming out the front door, getting a little bit of gunfire, whizzing right across his nose, doesn't touch him at all. He backs off and decides to go out the other door with the remainder of his team. Watching Death Touch Hollywood coming up top. Trying to come up top on the far exit. Ends up getting nailed away by Kristoff Thompson. Here comes Nail, though. Nail, an elite medic, reviving his teammates left and right. Now Death Touch coming up this little bell tower ladder on their way out to the top level. Death Touch, three, maybe even four members strong, swarming out towards the top secret document. A little bit of a battle going on the top level. Watching DT, Nail, and Hollywood as they come in. Nail grabs the documents, jumps out of the little doorway, out of the scratch, and Nail is still alive. He's running out through the service door area. And where did he go? Where did he go? I lost him. Looks like he's trying to regroup with his teammates. Can't find him anywhere, but ends up Nail goes down, and the documents are returned safe and secure. Hoy! Oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen. Too much action going on. 2 minutes on the clock at the present moment. I still want to see what's going on in the chat room at the moment. I don't know. Darkside Bread, though, setting up his defensive position as usual on the top level of Allied HQ over here. 1 minute, 50 seconds on the clock. Death Touch regrouping. And they're currently nowhere to be found. Here they come, though. I hear gunfire erupting all over the place as DC Nail comes poking his head out onto the snow, climbs up the ramp to the middle level roof area, and ends up climbing the bell tower. DT Nail all alone, nobody around him, no teammates around him at the present moment, as he suddenly runs into teammate Biohazard. Says, "Hi, buddy, could you help me out? I'm trying to get these documents." He says, "Okay." Death Touch Nail grabs the documents, tries to trick the enemy, tries to trick the defending team Darkside. Doesn't work, though. Gets Panzerfaust in the keister. Doesn't work for him, but the document's then picked up midfield by his buddy Biohazard. Biohazard then goes down the bell tower and stops, goes back up, goes back down, doesn't know what he's going to do. Biohazard now with the documents for Death Touch. Access team jumps over the wall, safe and secure, nobody on him, a little bit of firepower touching him on the side, still alive, runs into the door, trying to get into the surface alleyway, and gets gunned down. Documents now returned by what looked like Darkside Christoph. Ouch! Right there, 40 seconds remaining. Make that 41 seconds remaining on the clock for Team Death Touch to get those documents back. I don't know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. For Team Death Touch to get the documents to that radio tower. Death Touch and Illumina all alone grabs the documents, jumps out of the building, and gets gunned down in midair. As he touches the ground, a Panzerfaust and an air raid take him out simultaneously. Documents dropped. DT Rock, though, picks those documents up in the midfield, drops down the chute from the mid-level roof, and runs into Darkside Bread. Bread takes him out. And the objective gets returned. 7 seconds on the clock. 5. It's not going to happen for Team Death Touch this time around. Axis Death Touch could not beat the clock. So I guess that's the point right there for Team Darkside. Going into round 2 just after this. Quick word from one of our sponsors.
Has that tired old cloth-covered mouse pad of yours given you the slip one time too many?
God!
Yeah. Everglide supplies a variety of affordable mouse pads designed to satisfy your computing needs. Whether you are a hardcore gamer or just someone that needs that extra bit of accuracy, Everglide's precision mousing surfaces are just what the doctor ordered.
Nice!
Don't get snagged by ordinary run-of-the-mill cloth pads. Let your mouse glide easily over one of our ultra-smooth, optical-friendly pads. With Everglide, you'll have the kind of smoothness you need to keep on fragging. We also offer custom printed mousing surfaces. If you've ever wanted your team's logo on a mouse pad, now's your chance to own one personally designed for you. Don't keep waiting. Just stop by www.everglide.com and order yours today. Everglide mousing surface configurations are protected under national trademark laws. Looming Tree Productions Incorporated is a wholly owned sub-S corporation. Visit everglide.com for details.
TSN.
Sauerkraut in my Lederhosen.
RTCW.
Return to Castle Wolfenstein.
Here on TSN. CW on TSN.
Well, TSN Sabo back, bringing you more Death Touch versus Team Darkside. Score is 1-0 in favor of Team Darkseid. Mind you, Darkseid did win last time these two teams came face-to-face. Score was 3-2 in that match. Will we have a repeat? Well, we shall find out, ladies and gentlemen. Match begins, round two begins in 20 seconds. Let's give you the rundown. Axis team. Attacking team trying to set the clock as fast as they can is going to be Team Death Touch. Bringing it up with Dimec, Nail, Rock, Biohazard, Hollywood, and Illumina. Darkseid on the defense, holding DT off as long as they can possibly do it, is going to be Darkseid, Krzysztof, Anima, Rambo, Chaos Lord, Pharaoh, and Bread. You're listening to TSN Sabo right here on the Team Sportscast Network. And also, you can check out Pound GTV and hook up with Wolf TV to watch the action unfold live before your eyes. It's wonderful. What more can you ask for? Action has begun over here. 9 minutes and 30 seconds on the clock at the present moment. Dynamite's already been planted over here at the service door. But I'm going to watch Team Darkseid as they set up their defense here in the flag room area. Flag room actually is left alone by Team Darkseid and Death Touch. Nobody to be found anywhere around here. Looking at Darkseid, Brad, he comes through the door and just kind of dances around near the flag stand area. Dynamite planted again near the service door as Darkseid, Brad, moves in to intercept. Dynamite ticking away over here. And kaboom! There goes the door. Door, service hallway door is blown away. Now Darkseid Brad moves backwards. Comes across Death Touch Nail. DT Nail coming out on top. Nail leading the way through the service hallway door. Dropping medic packs left and right. Trying to heal himself and his teammates. Boom! Biohazard trying to lead the way through the door. He gets taken out by a Panzerfaust. That Panzerfaust coming from Darkseid Pharaoh. DT Nail now coming along. Coming along outside towards the wall breach area. We got a little yellow light over here. It looks like Team Death Touch trying to blow that wall away to make it a little easier. It's trying to make their entrance and escape route a little bit easier on them. But that's just not going to happen. Looks like actually DT Rock comes running in on the other side. Drops the dynamite out. Plants it. And now we got a red light over here at the wall. Looks like that wall is definitely going to go down. Why? Because I do not see any engineers for Team Darkseid scurrying over to disarm this dynamite. I'm just going to kind of watch the dynamite as it ticks away and blows the wall down. And now we got a little bit of gunfire going on up here on the top level. Darkseid Rambo trying to hold off DT Nail. DT Nail on the top level of that little chute, of that little alleyway that leads to the shipping hallway. DT Nail just firing suppressing fire. Doesn't work very well. He ends up going down. DT Rock now, along with the rest of the Death Touch team, Axe team comes running out of that little alleyway, coming out onto the snow, and they all get taken out from afar. Death Touch, in a world of hurt at the moment, 7 minutes, 30 seconds on the clock, Darkseid trying to hold them off as long as possible. Axis team Death Touch reclaims their shipping hallway, securing that forward spawn point, which could seriously help them out. Here comes Death Touch, their main push coming through the service doorway area. Death Touch Rock leading the way along with Hollywood. We're watching them swarm out onto the snow. No, they're just calling a couple air raids. Now they're coming up to the middle level roof area. And then they go back down. They're doing an awesome job of just trying to confuse not only Team Darkseid, but also the Shoutcaster. Axis team, again, is Team Death Touch. They're coming up onto the roof level, but as allied Darkseid, Krzysztof, he just kind of stands there with his MP40 at the bell tower and denies Death Touch from even coming up. DT Nail and Hollywood now coming up here onto the top level, getting in a little bit of a firefight with DS Bread and Krzysztof. Looks like Darkseid going to come out on top here on the roof level. Boom! Grenade right there. Going to take off Hollywood. Krzysztof, the one throwing that grenade. DT not going to make any grabs this time around. Going to watch Pharaoh right here. He's a soldier for the allied Darkseid team. He's setting up his defensive posture. Got his Panzerfaust out. He's not going to let anybody get away with those plans. Standing here near the top secret document room. Fires his Panzerfaust. Doesn't get a kill, though. Where is Darkseid at the present moment? Can't find him anywhere. Or rather, Death Touch. Looking at Darkseid Chaos Lord. Firing a little bit of covering fire. He's standing near the alleyway area. And Death Touch, nowhere to be found. Gonna go down into the shipping hallway area. Looking for Team Death Touch. Death Touch, just nowhere. Looks like they're probably going through the shipping door at the present moment, so I'm gonna go running at full speed trying to find them. Where are they? You know, Death Touch, they're being sneaky. Everything's rather quiet now. Nobody's dying. Nothing's happening. Well, actually, a lot of people have died. What am I talking about? Looks like DT. Death Touch is just constantly going down right here. DT, Dimac, Rock, Illumina, oh, Biohazard, Hollywood, and Nail all in a going down mostly to Krzysztof and Bread. A little bit of Thompson and MP40 action going on right there. So Death Touch, now they got to kind of wait on their respawn. 5 minutes, 15 seconds on the clock at the present moment, and Darkseid, they've got their defensive posture set up all over the roof level near the top secret documents. Boom! Panzerfaust right there. Pharaoh, the one letting loose, taking Biohazard, Illumina, and Hollywood out in one single Panzerfaust kill. Now Pharaoh ends up going down to DT Rock's MP40. Team Death Touch now coming into the service hallway area, and they're suffering. They don't have many troops. They do not have the numbers advantage. 4 minutes, 40 seconds up clock, and DT Nail is the only surviving member of Team Death Touch Axis team that I can find at the present moment. Looks like DT Nail is moving back and forth, just trying to stay alive, trying to find the best mode of transfer, but he ends up getting taken out by his own teammate, DT Rock. That's not good. 4 minutes, 20 seconds on the clock at the present moment, and Death Touch, they're just nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found here at the Allied Stronghold. Darkseid, again, strengthening their defensive over here near the Allied Top Secret Documents. Bunkbuster sending master queries. Good, wonderful. I know you'd love to know that. Darkseid, safe and secure on the Allied side. Here comes the offensive. DT Nail leading the way. Here comes Death Touch. They're coming up. They're climbing the ladder in the bell tower area. DT Nail leading the way, but no! Gets taken out by a grenade. In fact, one grenade thrown by Darkseid Krzysztof takes out practically the entire DT team. That's not good. That's going to hurt. That's going to smart in the morning. DT Nail, Biohazard, and Illumina all going down to that one grenade in the bell tower as they try to climb up to take those top secret documents. 3 minutes and 25 seconds remaining on the clock as we got another little bit of a push coming in from Team Death Touch. Death Touch, Nail, and Illumina now, along with Hollywood, moving into the bell tower area. This is the very room where Death Touch got owned last time around. In fact, another grenade drops down from the roof. Krzysztof tossing that grenade, taking Nail out. Ouch! Death Touch, they're going to have to find another mode of transport. They can't keep running up this bell tower because the grenades are constantly owning them and raping them on the ladder. Single-handedly. Chaos Lord globally laughing out loud as Death Touch goes down again. Darkseid still strong in their defense. They're doing an excellent job. Team Darkseid, the Allied team, is at staying alive while they're defending their where am I going with this? While they're defending their top secret documents. They don't have to worry about regrouping or doing anything like that. They get their ideal setup going on, and then as Team Death Touch comes running around trying to confuse them, Darkseid is there. They meet them, they stop them, they cut them off at the pass, and then Team Darkseid simply steps back into their defensive position and waits for the next offensive, and it keeps on happening. Now here comes another push coming from Team Death Touch. What's going to happen here? Oh, well, Death Touch now again trying to come up this bell tower, and it's just not going to work. Why? Because Krzysztof, medic, is there. He's ready. He's waiting with his handy-dandy grenade, which is designed to stop those terrible Death Touch ladder climbers. Here comes DT Nail running up to the middle area, but no! Somebody for Death Touch has already grabbed the objective. Coming into really sneaky James Bond action. Going on, this would be Rock grabbing the objective, but boom, he gets taken out by Nail. No, by Rock. Oh, no. Rock going down to Chaos Lord's Thompson. That's what happened there. Chaos Lord taking them out and returning the top secret documents. They're safe and they're secure. 14 Darkseid. Objective down just now. Picked up and dropped the very instant they were picked up. They're then returned to the tower, to tower number one. Safe and secure are the Allied Darkseid documents, and Team Death Touch, again, nowhere near Allied HQ. 1 minute and 5 seconds on the clock at the moment, and Death Touch stuck in the shipping hallways. I'm going to move over in there trying to find out what's going on in that battle, and it looks like Chaos Lord owning Death Touch with his Thompson, taking Hollywood and Illumina out right there. And then Pharaoh lets loose with the Panzerfaust, wiping Dimac out. Major battle, and the only people dying here are the members of Team Death Touch. Death Touch hurt it. 40 seconds on the clock. It's looking grim here in the first half of round two. 14 Death Touch. Here they come streaming out the service hallway door area, and they're trying to come out onto the snow. Big battle going on. What's going to happen? Looks like Death Touch coming out on top this time around. They stream out onto the lawn, onto the snow-covered lawn of Allied HQ. Now they're going to work on getting up onto this middle-level roof area. This is Nail. Nail leading the way. He falls down, and I lose track of him. I'm just going to be honest. Now air raid is being called by the Allied soldiers, or rather by the Allied lieutenants, and it's not going to have any effect. 2 seconds on the clock. It's too late. Good game. Good game right there. Death Touch unable to set the clock. Just as Darkseid was unable to set the clock last time around. This could be a very long match tonight. Here in round two, clock set at 10 minutes by Team Death Touch. It's still anybody's game. It's still anybody's game right here. And I'm going to go into spectator mode. And as we wait on the second half of round two to begin, I'm going to cut to a quick commercial break.
Reason number 17 to listen to the Team Sportscast Network. Professional Productions.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to... whoa, there's a neat sound. What do we call that?
That's called...
My mic's not working.
What
is this?
Your mic's not working.
I don't think my mic's plugged in and yours is.
Mine certainly is.
You think? Let's find out what's going on here. Wow, that sounds awesome.
Wow, yeah, there we go.
This is a real battle.
Welcome to the Online Gaming Revolution, your source for competitive coverage. Radio for gamers. The Team Sportscast Network.
Oops, hi. There we go. Oops, got distracted by MIRC. You know, I ran into an old friend, Golden Wolf, from the old Jedi Knight 1. Jedi Knight, I bet none of you have ever played Jedi Knight 1. He apparently goes by the name of Zist now, so I gotta give a big shout out to you. He was one of the best players in that game, or at least in Mysteries of the Sith, which is what we played a lot of back in the day. Back in the day, I feel old. Big shout out, Golden Wolf / Zist. Now we got 3 seconds until this match gets back underway, going into the second half of round two. Let's give you the quick rundown here. Darkseid on the Axis team, the time to beat is 10 minutes. Darkseid bringing it up with Anima, Christoph, Rambo, Chaos Lord, Bread, and Pharaoh. Death Touch going to try and defend Darkseid, hold him off as long as possible with Nail, Dymac, Rock, Hollywood, Biohazard, and Illumina. This is TSN Sabo right here. Reporting live for the Team Sportscast Network, we've got Dynamite planted over here at the shipping hallway door by the attacking Team Darkseid. Let's move over here, see what's going on. Dynamite tick, tick, ticking away. Nobody here for Team Death Touch to disarm it. Looks like that shipping hallway door is definitely going to go down as Team Darkseid Chaos Lord comes in, securing the forward spawn point for Team Darkseid. Looks like, oh, the here comes the entire team spawning in the flag room area. Ammo packs getting thrown left and right by the lieutenants. Lieutenants for the Axis Darkseid team. Darkseid now streaming through the service hallway door area, which has been freshly blown open by the dynamite. Anima leading the way. He's going to move over into the room with the boxes, and boom, we got a panzer style skill right there. Pharaoh, the one, taking Illumina out, along with Hollywood. Death Touch members feeling the pain. But no, as Darkseid comes streaming out onto the front lawn of Allied HQ, of Death Touch HQ, that is. Members of Darkseid going down left and right. Actually, Pharaoh wiping himself out, Rambo killing himself. Looks like members of Darkseid just committing suicide left and right tonight. 8 minutes, 20 seconds on the clock at the present moment, and the objective has already been picked up by Christoph. Darkseid Christoph picking it up, but no, Darkseid Christoph, that's his name. DT Dynac, though, takes him out and returns the objective to its proper place. Again, time is ticking away, 8 minutes on the clock. We're in the second half of round two. Score is 1-0 in favor of Team Darkseid. Death Touch is on the defensive, Darkseid on the O, and Death Touch, they're working on, they're scrambling to reestablish their defense here on the roof level of their headquarters, of their base. Where is Team Darkseid, though? Looks like Darkseid nowhere to be found. I'm going to move into the shipping hallway area. Where are they? They're being sneaky. That's what they're doing. I'm going to look over here. No, nowhere to be found. I cannot find Team Darkseid at all, but I hear gunfire. Looks like members of Darkseid, bam, 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 going down left and right to Death Touch. Members, MP40, Illumina specifically, owning the place with his MP40. Darkseid going to have to wait on the respawn. They respawn, they move forward to the shipping hallway area, they recapture that, get their forward spawn point, and I'm watching Darkseid breed as he just kind of stands around the shipping hall area, waiting on his teammates to respawn. Darkseid and Nemo respawns with him. We got two members of Darkseid now heading towards the shipping hallway area. And they meet up with Darkseid Pharaoh. Darkseid Axis team, attacking team, moving through the shipping hallway door, the service door, whatever you want to call it. And he moves up, climbs the ladder, heading towards the... No, he doesn't do that. He plants an air raid. He's going to try and clear the roof out. Darkseid regrouping here inside of Allied HQ. Now, here they come. Anima leading the way as Team Darkseid Axis team moves on to the mid-level roof area. Darkseid Anima now climbing up the bell tower, gets onto the top level, and gets in a little bit of a gunfight with Biohazard. Biohazard, 14 Death Touch, comes out on top as Hollywood comes around in a little bit of a pincher move. Looks like Death Touch, they've got the defense set up. 6 minutes and 10 seconds on the clock. Death Touch dominating the roof, denying Darkseid from grabbing those top secret documents. Again, the level is MP Ice. And the objective is for the Axis team, Darkseid in this case, to get those documents and carry them all the way across the map to the radio transmitting room, where they can transmit their top secret data to Erich Hitler at Axis HQ. 5 minutes, 40 seconds on the clock. TSN Sabo here for the Team Sportscast Network. We got a little bit more action going on. Got Darkseid Christoph coming out onto the middle, on the mid-level area as to reload his weapon while he's fighting with DT Dymax. Looks like Dymax is just going to be totally outnumbered as Darkseid comes swarming onto the mid-level roof area. Darkseid all over the roof. Now they're going to come climbing up the bell tower area. But no Illumina. No, not Illumina. Hollywood letting loose with the Panzerfaust taking out DF Chaos Lord and Bread. Both of them go down. That's going to seriously damage Team Darkseid's goals. Documents have been picked up by Anima, though. He's doing a little bit of the James Bond action here. Takes a little bit of gunfire, but he's still alive. Jumps down, skis down the hill, and gets nailed by DT Nail. DT Nail runs to those objectives, returning it safe and secure. Back at Allied HQ. DT, defensive. Death Touch defensive, a little bit shattered at the moment. They're trying to regroup. Some of them have to wait on the respawn. They're moving as quickly as they can to try and reestablish their defensive posture, but it's not going to happen. Why? Because here comes the next push by Team Darkseid. Pharaoh, the one picking the objective up, gets team killed by Anima. Anima picks those objectives up, though, and makes his way down the bell tower. He's got a little bit of gunfire coming in at him, but he's still in position. He's still in control of the top secret documents. Anima running full speed with the documents, and he's still in command of them. Runs down into the service hallway area, and Allied team reclaims shipping calls. Lovely. Anima running full speed. Where is he, though? Anima, 4 minutes on the clock, still alive. 14 Darkseid running towards the radio transmitter room. Anima ends up going down, but Pharaoh picks him up in the midfield. Pharaoh, where is he? Pharaoh now running out onto the... Ouch! Onto the Axis side of the map. He's covered by his entire team. Major battle going on. Oh, Panzerfaust kill right there. DT Rock taking Gas Lord and Christoph out. Oh, Pharaoh having to back up towards the Axis spawn point. At the moment, he's all alone. Pharaoh all alone with the documents. Nobody to cover him, but no, here comes Darkseid Bread. Two members of Darkseid, make that three members. Rambo also with him on their way full speed towards the radio transmitter room. Pharaoh with the documents running full speed. Is there an ambush there waiting for him? Bread walks in the door first, checks for the ambush. Nothing there. Darkseid Pharaoh runs in to the transmitter room and makes it. Yavol! Darkseid Axis team successfully beat the clock. That makes the score now 2-0. 2-0 in favor of Team Darkseid. Death Touch has got to turn this situation around quickly, or else they're out. Got a request to kick. Few man. Somebody joined the server all of a sudden. We're waiting to go into the third round, so you know what? I'm going to play a quick sounder, quick commercial, and I'll be back with you just after this.
Here at TSN, we know that gamers really want lots and lots of the sex.
I love it!
Thanks.
Anytime.
Log on to www.tsncentral.com for as much hummina hummina hoo-ha bow wow awooga as you can possibly handle. The Teen Sportscast Network. We call the shots.
Watch where you're shooting.
Whoa. Sorry.
To know him is to love him.
Who are the axes you are asking yourself?
Inspiring and insightful.
You want to hold the team back. You don't want the team rushing you. You want to keep them back at their spawn. You want to keep them by the flag. You want to keep them in a state of defense while they're on the offense. You got to keep them pushed back, and that's exactly what is going on. But it looks like
a friend to all.
Grab your friends, TSN. The game has just begun. Get them in here. We'll be back with more in about 10 seconds.
With a deep knowledge of many cultures.
He's the Axis. Ah, Sieg. Sieg. It's gamesy over. And,
okay.
He is simply known as Warwitch.
I am TSN Warwitch.
With thrilling action.
Got a quick grab right here. It is a grab. Oh, nice. Panzerfaust.
And a touch of drama.
There's nothing you can do but die.
Warwitch is the friendliest Axis you will ever meet.
And I will be your Axis Shoutcaster for that.
And his sidekick, the Axis Goat. You can never go wrong when Warwitch is oh so right.
A feature on the TSN Shoutcast is a
goat thing again.
Yes, it's time for Targos, the Axis Goats, to say. He's out of his pen. You watch out. Crazy. Wild stuff. The Axis Goats. Brought to you.
Warwitch.
The elite soldat of the glorious Axis Army.
The Axis Showcast.
He skis down the hill on the Axis skis.
On TSN.
Well, Jen, Sibo here. It looks like we're going to have Justice joining me in just a second. So, you know what? Match just started, but don't freak out. Don't worry, I'm going to go to a quick sounder, a very short one, and I'm going to try and get Justice on the air with me to help cast this thing. So, you know what? I'll be back just after this.
Headline news. Heavy German bombers directed a large-scale attack against Portsmouth. The new German ships attacks are more nerve-wracking than the bombardments of 1940 and 1941, writes Newsweek. Field Marshal Rommel is again on the French west coast on a tour of inspection. The Spear states that the man in the street doubts the results of the British and American air raid. Field Marshal Ironside indicated that in the event of an invasion, Germany would be in a position to deal out heavy counter blows.
What is the